American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Bad things that has happened in New Mexico has to do with wild horses.
That's Tom Sidwell, the president-elect of the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association based in Albuquerque. He's been ranching for the last 30 years in and out of New Mexico. And just one thing that does not stick well with Sidwell or any other of the cattle operations are these so-called wild horses that are roaming throughout the West.
Now, they're really not wild horses under the Wild Horse and Burro Act. They are, in reality, feral horses. And these horses have come off the reservations and trespass on private lands and what have you. So under statute, prior to 2015, the Livestock Board had jurisdiction to remove these horses if ownership could not be determined.
But there was a big pushback by certain groups.
There's a group in Albuquerque who filed a lawsuit. State Court of Appeals ruled that these so-called wild horses did not qualify under existing statute as livestock. Therefore, the Livestock Board did not have jurisdiction.
And Sidwell said one of the New Mexico senators introduced a bill that would try to change that definition.
And it failed. And so it was a very contentious, emotional issue from the left side and from the industry. We tried to be pragmatic and commonsensical in how to deal with it. But it failed in committee. And so therefore, these horses are running around with no agencies having jurisdiction to remove them or address that or anything at all. So when they trespass on private land and that landowner does not have a relief on how to remove those horses without fencing them out themselves.
And we asked Sidwell, what's the goal of keeping these feral horses around?
The progressives, they want to keep the horses. They like to see them running around. They say it's a draw for tourism. And they have these figures saying, well, here's X millions of dollars that's coming into the state. They treat it as an end destination. It's not an end destination.
That's Tom Sidwell, a rancher in New Mexico, and president-elect of the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.